For the longest time, I was a tombstone caretaker for a cemetery in rural Georgia. It was only a summertime job for a 16-year-old, nothing too crazy, just cleaning off the grime and build up dirt from off of the tombstones and stuff. Now, to kind of set the scene a little, the cemetery included one building that housed bathrooms for the five caretakers employed by the cemetery, in addition to one small, simple mausoleum. Other than that, it was all just flat earth with tombstones littering the entire site. The whole place felt pretty cut off too, as surrounding the place were some of the densest forests in the entire state of Georgia. Naturally, because of the eerie surroundings, I was always a little bit more paranoid than maybe I should have been. That, and I watch a ton of horror movies and such, which I get as a terrible combo for someone working at a cemetery. So one night, I'm doing my rounds when I have to go into the small mausoleum. We had some of the wealthier families in the area entombed within, and it was my job to go in, make sure all was neat and clean, making sure it met the standards of these uppity folks. I'm walking over to it, and right off the bat, I feel like something is off. I couldn't quite put my finger on it at first, just this general sense that I wasn't alone. That's about the time that I noticed candlelight coming from the small mausoleum. I was also pretty certain that I could hear voices coming from inside too, like younger voices, kids my age at the time. They were giggling and laughing, and it didn't sound particularly wholesome. Now, I hadn't seen anyone enter or leave the cemetery, but I also wasn't about to potentially take on a bunch of drunk teenagers on my own, as I definitely would have got my butt whooped. So I called the lone security officer on duty, the dude that does a few rounds on the lot. He was an older, retired cop, but he was definitely tough, and I knew he'd jumped at the chance to help me out. When the ex-cop finally turns up, we both go inside. It was empty, which made absolutely no sense, as I'd literally just heard voices and stuff inside. And there were indeed lit candles inside, burning around one of the tombs, a tomb that had been opened up to reveal the remains of a child-sized skeleton. Nothing other than that was disturbed, but that was bad enough, mainly because the open tomb contained a rotten old child's doll, like the knitted kind. It was seriously disturbing to see that old thing smiling away whilst lying hand in hand with an actual kid skeleton. Me and the security guard quickly got out of there, doing a lightning sweep of the grounds to try to at least get eyes on these sick idiots that desecrated that girl's final resting place. Neither of us saw a soul, which was more frustrating than it was scary, and after about a quarter of an hour, we met back at the mausoleum to set the girl's grave in order by sliding the stone tablet back on top of the tomb. When we stepped inside, the doll that was previously hand in hand with the dead girl was sitting on the other side of the mausoleum, like just sat there upright, with that same uneven smile stitched across her face. Whoever was messing with us had actually gone back to move that doll to taunt us. I quit the next day and never went back, not even to visit. Okay, so years ago, my dad purchased a cemetery when I was in middle school, and I worked for him through high school graduation. I did yard work, mowing, weeding, tended to flower beds, etc., and aside from the occasional shadows seen out of the corner of my eye or hearing strange sounds, the cemetery was actually quite a peaceful little place. But the strangest is when you have a burial in the crypts. Basically, you dig down about 5 or 6 feet to expose a giant pair of stone slab doors. You pull the stone doors off and then drop down into a tiny, cold, dark room. These rooms can either fit 2 full-size coffins, 4 children's coffins, by far the hardest to deal with, or years and years worth of cremated remains. So back in the 50s and 60s, families would purchase one crypt and the entire family tree would be cremated and interred inside it. Some just put the cremated remains in it and close it up, but others lit candles and leave mementos, flowers and souvenirs, pictures and stuff like that. It's really creepy opening up one of those things after like 50 plus years and finding all kinds of melted candles and old pictures of the deceased people inside. Not only that, but when you hop down in there enough times, eventually you have a weird realization that you are at the same level and completely surrounded by bodies. and that one day, inevitably, you're going to be joining them. Another time, my best friend and I were earning a little money over summer at the cemetery, working as groundskeepers when we were juniors and seniors. It was easy money. We got paid $5 an hour, mostly for edging or trimming and generally keeping the whole place nice and tidy. We raked a lot of leaves and dug a lot of holes that summer, but we also got to tear around the grounds in what was basically a souped-up golf cart with our tools in the back. There was a lot of dead flowers to dig up, not to mention a lot of empty liquor bottles, beer cans, and unfortunately on occasion, even some used condoms. There was a widow who left scribbled notes on her husband's grave, almost all of them completely illegible. Also a lot of sodden stuffed animals left on the graves of children. It felt so wrong throwing that stuff in the trash, and take my word on it that it sucked even harder than digging holes. It was annoying to work in the rain, and it rained often, but it was truly a gravy job, no puns intended. The creepiest thing I saw was one of the old-style baby dolls that had been left on a graveyard. Not inherently spooky, I know, but what creeped us out was the fact that it was badly burned, almost like someone had gone over it with a blowtorch or something. Not just that, either. It had what we discovered to be these big iron nails that had been driven into the spaces its eyes should have been. Probably just some local college kids playing a prank or something. Heck, it could have been my buddy, but he never admitted to it. It just really creeped me out to see that thing one early morning, when there wasn't another soul in sight. Having said that, there was something far, far worse I encountered while doing that job. It was the naked corpse of a young woman my age, left neatly with her arms at her sides one foggy Saturday morning. She had been strangled right there. Whoever murdered her had also bludgeoned her horribly. She was identified quickly, and it turned out that she was a student at a neighboring high school, but her clothes were never found, and to my knowledge, her murder was never, ever solved. My friend and I were grilled by police on two separate occasions, and honestly, I think that was the scariest part, knowing we were actually implicated in the murder. But we didn't know a thing, and each had alibis, so thankfully we were eventually rolled out, and thankfully, the cops never bothered us anymore. I just pray that she's resting in peace. Former funeral director here. A bit of a setup first. The cemetery I run is real old, like by a good few hundred years. At least it must be, since the church next to it was constructed during the 17th century. Considering the fact that it is a pretty rural place as well, most people back in the day were buried with only wooden crosses and such, no stone or marble. So as time goes on, crosses rot and wither away, new people get buried, etc. Nowadays, due to less people living out here in the sticks, which means our budget is increasingly limited, the cemetery is really run down and overgrown. It is a really pretty place, and it's honestly pretty depressing. So as some of you can imagine, when you keep burying bodies in the same small patch of dirt for that many centuries, eventually the soil has been worked over dozens and dozens of times. So in the end, it consists of mainly bone meal. You can't even rake over the flower beds there without accidentally uncovering some teeth or finger bones or something equally grim. It's nothing but fragmented skeletons all the way down under the thin turf. The soil sort of resembles the kind of dirt you see near sandy beaches, except on closer examination, all the light-colored parts are just bone fragments rather than crushed seashells. Not really scary or unexpected, just super eerie until you eventually get used to it. You learn to treat anything recognizable as human remains with respect and just tuck it away out of sight under the plant or whatever else you were putting there. Anyway, so someone was taking care of their relative's grave and decided to expand the area around the grave. For some reason, the people around here are not particularly fond of grass, rather preferring a well-leveled ground with Zen garden lines made with a rake. The person removed the grass and was sprucing up the place with a rake when they pulled up a bunch of snow-white hair from the dirt. They must have just freaked out and ran out of there, leaving the cemetery attendant to stumble across what was essentially hair coming out of the ground. She reported it to the church and supposedly they reburied the remains. Even with all my years as an undertaker, I'm not entirely sure how there could have been a body so close to the surface. But there's another incident that sticks with me even more than that one. My business partner and I had just gotten back to the funeral home from a call for a 27-year-old woman who tragically passed away due to terminal cancer. As we were moving her body from the cot to an embalming table, we heard an audible click, and the radio across the room turned on full volume of static. It's one of those old radios you turn the volume dial until it clicks to turn it on. We both looked at each other, pale as ghosts. He happened to be extremely religious, and this event visibly shook him. He found an excuse to leave early, not long after the incident. So I shut the radio off as I typically use my iPhone to listen to music while doing embalming work. When I'd finished the procedure and was attempting to move her from the embalming table to a dressing table, I heard that click from the old radio and it turned on full volume yet again. At this point, I was fairly freaked out and got out of there not long after. My partner and I never spoke of it again, and nothing like that had ever occurred to my knowledge before or after.